Thank you for tuning in to the Kinds and Also Great podcast. This podcast is a fan-made podcast, which entitles that we are not a part of Glim Studios, Bat and Sun, Glim Comics, and any one other affiliation. This podcast is made for fans, by fans, and we choose to do this because we love it.
What's up, Ranger fans? It's your boy, Steve Cardenas, a.k.a. Rocky the Red House Ranger, and you are listening to the Multiverse Rangers Podcast.
What's up, guys? Previously on the Power Rangers, the Next Generation, me and the other Rangers were coming up with a plan to find the real cast. Also, Emperor Demise, Deepatox, King Mondo had in mind for us to be destroyed. God, that's gonna be hard. Also, that Ivan Ooze is back. Man, who is Ivan Ooze? Please help us. So stay tuned and find out. Ranger Nation, it's time to suit up. Let's go, guys.
Episode 19. Knowledge Within. Secrets revealed. And trying to find out where the real Kaz is. Part 2. As Izzy, Bakugo, and Mip work on the Zords, the others are coming up with a plan to find the real Kaz and how to destroy the Psycho Rangers.
If there is a way to find the real Kaz, how are we going to do that? And is there a way to destroy the Psycho Rangers?
The only thing that we don't know where the real Kaz is. Plus, we have no idea how to destroy the Psycho Rangers.
Ollie?
Well, partner, we had the know-how. We wouldn't be trying to come up with a plan, wouldn't we, Nat?
We need to stay calm and try to find a way.
Right,
Sammy is great, y'all, but I want to know who we are facing.
Yeah. You might want to sit down because this list is long.
Allow me, bro. We are facing Mistress Dead, Cyber Camille, Fledge, Emperor Demise, General Black, the Psycho Rangers, General Drifter, and whoever in the world sent Wrecking Ball and the Cogs.
That's a big list without a doubt, but we need a plan.
That's true, partner, but the way things are right now, we need to work together.
In the Zord Bay, Izzy, Bakugo, and Nick are working on the Zord.
So, Bakugo, how did you become a Zord mechanic?
Before I became a ranger, I worked on cars, motorcycles, all that.
But what was it like being in the SPA?
Being in the SPA, it's cool, but it's cool because I can get worked on swords and being a ranger at the same time.
He smiles at Izzy.
But how did you and the others become rangers?
As Izzy begins to tell Bakugo how they become rangers, on the moon, Emperor Demise is coming up with a plan to destroy the rangers and somewhere else on Earth. General Drifter is planning something for the Rangers.
I need to get my army of piston Mexican heads. But I need a way to bring them to my dismantlers. But how?
Just then, a voice can be heard in the shadows.
Maybe I can help you bring your army here.
Maybe I can help you bring your army here.
Who said that? Show yourself.
Walking out of the shadows.
And let me introduce myself.
Let me introduce
myself. My name is Gruwing.
How are you going to get my army here, Broodwing?
I have a way to get your army here. But it's going to cost you, General Drifter.
Whatever it takes to get my army here, Broodwing, or I will destroy you.
Good luck with that.
Meanwhile, at the second CC lookout, the Rangers are coming up with some plans. I still can't believe that was tricked. So stupid.
Hey, you two, calm down. I get it. Just pick up. I get it. You're mad at the fact you were tricked. But we'll overcome that. Everyone gets tricked at least once in their lives. The important thing to focus on now is where do we go from here?
I say we as a team invade their bases and wipe them all out so that there's not one left.
Look, we all got fooled by Psycho Hardcore. And if we keep on about being tricked, I will put you through a door again.
I'll be happy to join you with that, sis. Also, Jisoo, we are a team and we are meant to work together.
Sorry, yeah. As a team. Let's put all those creeps through as many walls, doors, ceilings, floors, and what have you as we can find.
Now you're speaking my language.
Through the doors and the walls, the jars and ceilings, let's come up with a plan. You need to come up with a plan.
I say we go in guns blazing and knock them down.
Listen, DJ, everyone here is trying to come up with a plan, so if you cannot go guns blazing.
I was right about that. Plus, there is this General Drifter out there still. Can we focus, guys? Can we focus here and can come up with a plan? And just not that we need this, we need to be ready as well.
I think we all need to just train, just in case for next attack.
I am in for some training. Also, you don't want to train with Lisa because she is one tough trainer.
Yeah. Lisa would get us all up at 5 a.m. in the morning to start training.
Back at the Zord Bay, Izzy, Bakugo, and Nick are still working on the Zords.
I see why you and the others got ticked, but how did you end up being a mechanic?
I started working on the Zords when me and the others were at the first CC lookout.
That's good to know.
He smiles.
I'm gonna leave you two lovebirds alone.
Nick then walks off to meet up with the others.
Go on, Mick.
Ready, Mick? Against Mick? High five.
Ready, Mick? Really?
Meanwhile, on the moon, Emperor Demise has come up with a plan to destroy the Rangers.
I have finally come up with a plan that will not fail. Unlike the likes of you fools.
My Emperor, what is your plan?
He calls forth a monster, and the monster walks into the throne room. The monster is half eye guy, half silver horn.
I am a monster that no mere ranger has ever fought before.
The monster walks into the throne room. The monster is half eye guy, half silver horn.
You called my emperor?
Yes. I want you to go down to Earth and take care of the rest of those nitwits. Unlike these fools who failed to do so. Destroy the Power Rangers!
Yes, my emperor.
As Ihorn goes to Earth, back at the second CC lookout, the Rangers are still coming up with a plan. And then the alarms go off.
Oh boy. Seems like we got a problem, fellas. And Mrs., it looks like...
Uh-oh. It's dueling time again.
Yeah!
Spins his blasters on his fingers.
Here we go again. Gunplay the wild asking question. AJ.
Showing up.
Then let's go, partners, to find out what we are fixing.
Hot time. Time for a shootout. Let's get it.
Well, it's time for a good old lesson showdown, partners.
Mick walks in into the meeting and looks at the monitors and sees Ihorn.
What kind of monster is that?
That monster is half eye guy and half Silverhorn, Mick.
Does that mean it's called Ihorn?
Yeah, it does, Mick.
Oh no.
We better stop this monster before it destroys the city.
Then let's move out. Stop this monster right now.
Agreed. Let's make this monster clock out. I don't care. I'm putting him through a wall. I'm finally getting to put a monster through a wall.
Yeah, really, with the walls again?
Yes.
Izzy and Bakugo finish working on the swords and meet up with the others to see what's going on.
What's going on, guys?
What did we miss? And what is that? Look who finally wanted to join us.
This is Ihorn. Half eye guy and half Silverhorn.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and we better stop it.
Okay, guys, let's go beat this monster up.
In the city, Ihorn is causing chaos and destruction.
Come out, Rangers, wherever you are.
The Rangers then teleport to the city.
Looking for us?
Looky what we have here.
Yeah. Rangers, you've seen them all before, yeah. We're here to chew bubblegum and put you through a wall. But, seems like we're all out of bubblegum.
Really, cousin? I have something better. We may be out of gum, but this eye is going to be in a sticky situation.
Really, Josh? Taking Auntie Lisa's saying? Really?
You can say that again, bro.
Guys, we need to see the people in the city.
And she points to the people behind Ihorn.
This is right. The safety of the people in this is our number one priority.
Let's show this Ihorn what we can do.
Okay, guys, it's morphing time. Fire Sisters, mobilize. Let's wrap it up. Fire Sisters, wait.
Wild Racer, mobilize. Let's rev it up. Wild Racer, hey.
Time Guardian, clock up. Purple Time Guardian. All right, Guardian. Shinobi.
Shinobi, Guardian, run. Blue, Shinobi.
Time Guardian, clock in. Orange, Time Guardian.
Time Guardian, clock in. Green, Time Guardian.
Time Guardian, clock in.
Clock in.
Red,
Time Guardian.
Time Guardian, clock in. Blue, Time Guardian.
Wild Racers, mobilize. Let's rev it up. Wild Racer Green.
Time Guardian, clock in. White and Black, Time Guardian.
Wild Racer, mobilize. Let's rev it up. Wild Racer Red.
Wild Racers, mobilize. Let's rev it up. Wild Racer Purple.
And there's only one thing to do. It's morphin' time. Guns. Ready. Steady. Fire. Red, yellow. Gunslinger Ranger. Yeah!
Gun ready, steady, fire. Pink Gunslinger Ranger.
Guns ready. Steady, fire!
Gunslinger,
blue ranger!
Guns ready, steady, fire! Gunslinger, green ranger!
Yeehaw!
Oh boy, seems like it's time for an old rusty beatdown. Guns ready, steady, fire! Red gunslinger ranger! Lay out!
Guns ready, steady, fire! Ranger.
It's morphin' time! Jungle access! Wild spirit! Yep! It's morphin' time! Mystic Fury! Spirit unleashed!
It's morphin' time! Touchdown attack! Emergency!
It's morphin' time! Transcendental Saber Drive! Unlock this!
To be continued. Will the next generation be able to destroy Ihorn? Will Emperor Demise, Mr. Zed, King Mondo, General Drifter, and who knows what else be able to destroy the Rangers? Will the new team of Rangers be able to combat all of this evil and save the multiverse? Stay tuned to find out, Ranger Nation!
Numbskulls, Bulk and Skull, sipping on some dubby when they suddenly run out.
Hey, Bulky! Why'd you run out? Why'd you hug all the galaxy grenades?
Me? You're the one who drank all the big energy tears, and you gave Spike all the push and punch.
Yeah, well, but we need to get more. Why don't we borrow some from those nerds?
As these two are arguing, Jaheel walks by, sipping his dub sludge from the W Hydration book, sees this, and walks over to him.
Where did you get that W geek?
Yeah! Where? Oh, he and I finished all of ours that we took from you guys. We need, and we really want more. So, where do we get it?
I'm so glad you guys asked. You can go to www.dubby.gg, where you can get your Dubby Fix. It's jitterless energy made from coffee fruit extract. They also have great swag that you can show your support for Dubby proudly, like t-shirts, hats, patches, the works.
Oh, hats.
Oh, this is great, Bulky. But, we're kind of, like, on a budget, too, you know?
Yeah, we're in between jobs at the moment, thanks to a certain income force.
Hi!
That's no problem at all. We have a promo code you can use to get 10% off of your purchase. It's PR Multiverse, all caps, all together, no spaces. It's a top-of-the-line energy drink and energy booster that gives me what I need to tackle the day and own the week, as well as any challenges that come with it. You know, dealing with YouTube numbskulls and all. It is also good for content creators and gamers of all sorts. It is jitterless energy made with coffee fruit extract that comes in so many delicious flavors and no added preservatives.
Hulk and Skull nod and try to wrap this information around their heads and go to their computer and start ordering.
All right, who's
this little
Skull, Bulky Boy?
Remember, go to www.wgg, place in your promo code, when you are multiverse, and take 10% off in your entire purchase of Dubby delicious and genuine energy.
Sure, God, I wasn't Lisa this time.
The Next Generation, Emperor Demise made a monster called Eyehorn to destroy the Rangers and the city. And what does Ivan Ooze and Mistress Zed have in mind? What will happen? Only will time will tell. So suit up, Ranger Nation. It's time to find out.
Nothing's gonna slow me down.
Episode 20, The Knowledge Within, Secrets Revealed, and Trying to Find Out Where the Real Kaz Is, Part 3. As Eyehorn and the Rangers are fighting on the moon, Emperor Demise, General Black, Divatox, and the Psycho Rangers are watching the battle.
My Emperor, what kind of things did you add to Eyehorn?
Oh, my dear General, you will just have to wait and see.
Why not we just destroy the Rangers now?
Emperor Demise then looks at Divatox.
Well, if you don't like my methods, then you can take that pile of scrap you call a submarine and travel to the ocean floor.
He's maybe, gone.
Maybe you'll leave me on Malibor. Oh, I'm sorry.
Divatox, fully enraged.
How dare you talk to him that way? You're lucky I don't fire the torpedoes at you.
She raises a hand at Emperor Demise, but then General Black grabs Divatox's hand.
If your scurvy hand was to touch my Emperor, you would not have a hand, witch. And the next time you come at my Emperor with with a threat, I will make your little submarine explosion with you in it.
That got hurt. The Rangers are still fighting Ihorn in the middle of the city.
That's it. That is it. You are going to so many doors.
Hey, sis. Let's tag team this eyesore. I put him through walls, you get the doors.
Let's go.
I see. I'm going to have make a quick work of you two pests.
Someone's tangled the alien in battle.
Great. Turkey heads again.
Let's roast these bird brains.
You said it, sis. But man, who knew we have so much turkey? It's a Thanksgiving feast.
It is long gone, Clyde. So let's just kick their butt.
Asya, why do you have to be so blunt? But unfortunately, she's right, cuz. Let's not worry about Thanksgiving. We still have a long way to go.
Alright, go to the chatter. Let's take off the tangos.
These turkeys are going down. I am with you on that, Sammy.
Let's round it up, partner.
Hey. I'm way ahead of you, man.
He starts blasting tangos.
Another one bites the dust.
AJ, leave some for the rest of us, will you?
Last two tangos.
That two down, a couple more to go.
Ha ha! Hi, partners. Now let's show these tangos what we can do, AJ. Ha!
He blasts three tangos. It's time for a showdown, partner.
Well, slap me sideways. These tangos are ready for an old west beatdown.
Yeehaw!
Tangos, your time's up.
They suck. Let's show them what an SPA is made of.
Let's do it, hothead.
Let's make these Tengu eat a little bit of crow. He rapid fire blasts a bunch of Tengus.
I'm with you on that one, Chisu. Hey, winner chicken dinner. Hey, anyone got any room for seconds?
He takes down a dozen of them. Just then, Ihorn grew.
I think it's time to call our Zords, guys, because this eye wearing monster is not going down.
No, you're wrong, sis. He's going down, and we're gonna take him down. Let's do it.
The Wild Racers, the Time Guardians, call their Zord on their Zords.
Your Zords are no match for me.
Now it's time to shift into gear.
It's time to change things up.
Your Zords are no match for me, Rangers. I'll destroy you where you stand.
We will destroy you instead. Like a great leader always said, once we never give up and we never back down to no one.
Let's light them up, guys.
That's why you said, Jonathan, was by Rius.
That is you and never back down.
As the fighting continues somewhere in the city,
General Drifter and Broodwing are coming up with a plan to bring Tristan Nuts and Gearheads to this realm.
The time has come to bring my army to this multiverse, Broodwing.
I will bring your army to this multiverse, and we can destroy their version of the Rangers.
As Broodwing says that, a portal opens up with an army of Hexenrix, Gearheads, and Crybots.
Now that's my army. And here we destroy the Rangers.
Now that your army is here, how are we going to destroy the Rangers?
Simple. First, we get rid of those do-gooder gunslingers that have been locked, that had me locked up in a jail cell.
But they have the Wild Racers and the Time Guardians by their side. You must think this through.
We see Ihorn still fighting the Rangers, now in their Zords.
I think I have to go to the toy Ihorn.
Asya starts to work on a code to destroy Ihorn.
Hey Asya, better hurry up with that code.
Ihorn hits the Time Guardian Megazord.
Guys, we have to hold on.
This must is going down.
You're right, sis. And Asya, hurry up with that call, will you? We kind of need it.
Give up time, will you? She's working as she can.
Guys, we better help the others out.
The Wild Racer Megazord then blasts Ihorn and knocks him down.
Let's finish this. Almost done with the call.
About time. And can we please finish this overgrown Ihorn sore for once?
Okay.
Ugly.
The code is all done, guys.
Yeah. Send him to the optometrist. As Asya says that, both Megazords combine and become the ultimate Time Racer Guardian Megazord.
This combo you come up with, this is amazing. Yeah!
Just like your mom, Asya, coming up with ideas. That is wonderful.
That is Asya for you, who comes up with good combos and good coding. That's my sis.
Asya, you outdo yourself on this combo.
You're going down, Regis.
All right.
He blasts the Time Racer Guardian Megazord.
I don't know about you guys. I'm about done getting pushed around by this eyesore. It's time to finish this.
Ihorn was destroyed by the Rangers. By their ultimate Time Racer Guardian Megazord. On the moon, Emperor Demise is not happy.
Some power fools won't get away with this.
Lightning shoots from his hands.
My Emperor, we will get them. Them power fools, I swear to you.
The Rangers will be destroyed, and this multiverse will be mine, and no one will stop me.
As long as the powerfuls don't get in our way and turn Emperor Demise
Psycho Aqua looks at the other Psycho Rangers and whispers.
Ivan knows he's waiting for us. To join him.
Psycho Orange whispers back.
I know. Let's stick to the plan.
Psycho Red then whispers.
For once, Orange is right. Unless you want to get blasted to another planet again, Aqua.
Aqua then whispers back.
At least I wasn't the ones who got turned into digital cards, Red.
Psycho Gold then whispers to the rest.
Enough. We don't want to draw any attention to us.
You're right.
Yeah, he's right.
Meanwhile, on Earth, the Rangers are coming up with a plan to find the real Kaz.
We need to find a way to find the real Kaz and tell her what's going on.
Yeah. And also, find that Psycho Aqua. Ugh. Man, I'm in the mood for some roasted Psycho right now.
Easy saying, I don't want to lay the smack down on the Psycho, but we need to find the real Kaz first at all costs.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe Mom and Dad might know something. Or even cousin Javiel.
They want to lay the smack down, and I want to give them the Psycho's attitude adjustment. Whatever the case, I don't want to punch them.
Jalen then smacks Maverick at the back of the head.
Ow!
You and Shay always want to lay down the smackdown on these any monsters. If you two keep on, I will put you both through doors.
And sis, you say you're calm.
Sis, I understand where you're coming from. But maybe I could just spit them through a wall to add some flair? What do you say, sis?
Oh,
enough. We haven't got time for this. We need to come up with a plan, for I will put you all through walls and doors.
Yes, indeed.
Listen, besides the wrestling terms, pun not intended, for once Shane actually said something that could get us one step closer.
Thank you!
Shane, I don't think that we meet.
Buzz, just wait for it. In 3, 2, 1.
Shane then realizes what Jonathan said.
Hey!
The other Rangers laugh as Shane starts to get angry at Jonathan.
Sorry, Shane.
Joshua then puts a hand on Shane's shoulder.
Easy there, bro. We don't want you to overheat.
Rangers, you and Jalen are the hotheads with the walls and the doors here, and if you're not down with that, I've got two words for you.
Oh, God. Joshua then looks at Luna.
Figuratively, yes. Your brother is the physical embodiment of hot-headed.
He then looks at Shane.
No offense.
Shane then hardly drops to the ground. Before the RKO can be completed, Jalen super kicks Shane through the training room door.
How does it feel going through a door, Shane?
The other Rangers.
You should know.
Well, that's one red hot chili pepper.
You should know Rangers never travel alone, Shane. Come on, man.
That was fun. The other
The other rangers continue laughing.
I thought the rodeo was bad.
Oh boy, this is gonna be one upstate.
To be continued. Will the next generation be able to find the real Kaz? Will Emperor Demise, Mistress Zed, King Mondo, General Drifter, Broodwind, Divatox, and all these other villains that have popped up be able to destroy the Rangers? Will the new team of Rangers be able to combat all this evil and save the multiverse? Stay tuned, Ranger Nation.
Listeners of the multiverse, here's the time in the show where we do a few shout outs. It's your boy Jahil here. I just wanted to let you know, if you're a listener of the multiverse and you're into anime, Super Sentai, Power Rangers, D&D, the works, if you're a content creator, we have this awesome little community for you. It's called the Zioverse community. It's going to be linked in the description underneath this show of ours. Also, I want to give a great shout out to this awesome cast that I'm working with right now. And all in all, the boss Rachel, who without her, Demi, and Chris, we would not be here today. So thank you guys for that.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Next up will be Raph.
I would love, especially would like to give a special shout out, because we've done it. We've done something that should have been done before. A crossover. A collaboration. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank the one, the only, Stephanie Nadoli.
Yeah!
The Kid Goku and Kid Gohan. Thank you. And also thank you to our very special buddy and our collaboration brother, Phenomenal Miko. From the Zioverse, Zionizer Podcast. And I would especially like to also thank Justin Info, Jason Font. Any others I'm missing?
Yeah, let me just say that. we got Nikia Brace, Steve Cardenas. We did get a special shout out from Walter Jones. And we did also from, I can't remember who else, Becky?
Barbara Goodson's my favorite. I wish to meet her counterpart too. So, yeah, shout out to her. Thank you so much for everything you do for us all. Bad guys too.
Thanks for giving her a headache too.
Next up, I think it'll be Joseph.
Yes, I'd like to give a special shout out to Hillary Shepherd, Tessa Rao. Brendan J. McLaren. let's see, who am I missing? Darren Ashley. We'd like to give a special shout out.
Whoa. We haven't had a shout out from Karen Ashley yet.
Not yet, man. Yes, don't get me wrong. She's a second generation Yellow Ranger, which we appreciate, but she hasn't given us a shout out yet. So let's calm down with Karen Ashley.
True, but if it wasn't for her and Tanya working together, Ranger Stop would never have happened. Okay. And we would have been getting some of these shout outs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, for that, I agree.
That's fair.
Okay, next up, Kitty.
Hi, 49!
You know how long she's been itching to put that out?
Yes, she's been itching for a long time. Okay, I'm going to let Chris take this one.
I got a couple of them. First and foremost, you're all neglecting the real beginning. David J. Felden, Zordon, the original mentor himself. He was one of our first guests and our first shout out, in a sense. If it wasn't for that.
I see. Hang on a minute. Nikhil?
He was our first, then Zordon followed along.
Yeah.
But that's how it happened. Okay. Mm-hmm. I kind of had the circumstances mixed, but yeah. The timeline's met. Whatever. Also, special shout out, and I'm hoping these guys are still okay and doing well. Tim, Tom, Teddy, the DiFilippo triplets. We love you. We still miss you. We know that there's some things going on, but you know, I'm glad that you guys are doing yourselves, being safe and active. So, if you are hearing this, thank you. And never give up. We ain't giving up on you. So that's how it works with us. So. One final one, and I haven't gotten, and no one's gotten that one out yet, Catherine Sutherland. Okay, now I will pass it off to Raphael.
I show you, well, Bakugo. You missed Bakugo.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I had to pick whose hands up, sorry.
Okay, Pop. Easily, I got one, Elijah. Don't forget you. You've been here. Been doing this since day one. Thank you. We wouldn't be here without you and Rachel. Don't ever forget you. Two, I'm gonna give a shout out to my little brother, Lil Gold. I'm hearing you. I'm seeing you. Thank you for being a fan to us.
Grandson, and that's your biggest fan, Phoenix. We love you, buddy.
Love you. And to a lot of us forgot this. Tommy Oliver, Jake Diaz, and Trini Kwan, my mother and father. Thank you for giving me. Thank you for giving me everything I know. Thank you for teaching me. Long live the heroes. And Becky, one other thing. Long live the villains.
Okay, we have missed out a couple, and that was Jack, the SPD Red Ranger.
Yeah, that one was mentioned.
Actually, Joseph did mention that one.
So I've mentioned kind of Jay McLaren.
Jay McLaren, yeah.
Yeah. We missed one important villain that if it wasn't for him, Rita wouldn't have a few monsters. And no, it's not Finster.
It's
Babu. Steve Andrino.
Yeah. Okay. Before I forget, Brucey Boy.
Okay. And I'm still surprised y'all still forgot these guys. First and foremost, y'all forgot about GG5. Like, and y'all forgot about Combat and Brief.
That would be Grim the Dragon Tamer and Mike Patron.
Mike Patron. Yep. Grim the Dragon Tamer.
Yep.
We still support the GG5 community. We know you guys are out there. Yes. You know, you guys still listen to us. Thank you very much for that. More things to come. Also.
Right. Elijah.
Okay. I'm surprised nobody's mentioned him yet. I want to give a special shout out to Corcus himself.
Alan Palmer.
Mr. Alan Palmer himself. Also want to give a shout out to Z1. Of the Zionizer podcast, as well as Zioverse.
Yeah.
We're still with you, brother. Every step of the way, we got your back.
And we can't forget his fans, his daughter.
I was just about to mention her.
An update on that. They heard the last episode, and you know, they really enjoyed it. So just keep that up, guys.
Man, we love it when our fans are itching for more content. We love that.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for for being fans. Thank you guys for putting up with the antics that we put up, put in week in and week out. So we thank you guys for tuning in and listening.
Oh yeah, Jason Font.
I mentioned that one.
You sure? What about Xander?
That one we didn't mention.
And Eric, the Quantum Ranger.
That one we didn't mention, but speaking of him, thank you, Dan Salford, for that awesome shout out motivation, cameo you gave me. Much appreciated, brother. And we're always bonded by blood, especially by my good friend Joseph here.
So, Joseph and Bakugo, we made this quick. Please.
I got a very special shout out here, and Rachel, you're going to hate me for this, but listeners of the multiverse, have you been enjoying this season so far? If so, give a special thank you to Rachel here, who's put this season together.
We thank you, Bats.
We thank you.
One, the biggest sponsor of all of us,
Dubby.
Thank you, for sponsoring this program. Remember, you guys, go to that website, www.wgg, put in the promo code PR Multiverse, all caps, no spaces, get 10% off the entire order, every purchase.
And where's the Kowski? Thank you all. Long live the Rangers.
as we always say, this is for me, the Multiverse crew. Good night, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Also, there is a saying that we have not said for a long, long time. Does anybody remember it? The motto?
Rangers together?
Rangers together. Multiverse together, forever.
Multiverse forever.
Yes.